Some months later, after my return home, I gave vent to my frustration of ever putting words together with any success and burned everything that I'd written. Of course, I regretted it afterward, and wrote to Africa to tell them how silly I'd been. Walter Popple returned my letter and said that he had taped a copy of my work and, after reading it for the second time, thought it worthy enough to keep, and encouraged me to begin again. I was profoundly touched, for here was a man who had spent 20 years at university telling me to keep at it. I thought about it all for a while, wondering where to begin again, and decided to start where I had done so many years beforehand. This was the first book, and I reached the point where I'd met Carl and thought that I'd better get in touch with him again and ask if he minded if I wrote about him and the things he talked about. Some months passed and I gave up hope of hearing from him and began another book, which was a revamp of the rough copy that I took to Africa, about my actual experience and the related stories. This is not yet complete, but in the meantime, I heard from Carl to say that you are in the process of publishing his book and that anything I wanted to use about our meeting must be taken up with you personally, and that while I was asking, I might like to refer to the transmission we witnessed on the occasion of the 1976 visit. Well, H.R. Stevens, I have done so with pleasure. In truth, I don't believe I will be mentioning anything about Carl in this second book that I am currently writing, so the need to confer with you on this matter is not a point any longer. However, if my book, which is to be called We Don't Belong Here, is received for publication in the future period ahead and further interest is shown in how I could ever accept many things to be true, then it may follow that my life story and the paths of interest that have absorbed me for 46 years may be found to be interesting to others to read. In actual fact, I don't believe any of this is at all easy to accept as a reality unless one has had their mind slowly stretched over a period of years. In this manner, spread your understanding further afield and comprehend a good deal more than do others who look no further than the end of their own nose most of their lives. Good luck with Carl's publication. I'll look forward to getting an autographed copy from him via my Aunt Del, who keeps in touch with him from time to time and who now lives in Pietermaritzburg. Meantime, Walter Popple contacts me with letter tapes, and it seems to me that I have come into contact with people who are closely involved with space communication, one of whom is a lady, personally known to Walter, who heads the STH African Inquiry into UFOs and sits on a worldwide council of people representing countries of like interest. According to Walter, they know about UFOs. They don't question the facts. Their only question is, why are they here? Walter believes I have been told. It's quite a responsibility, and I'm doing my best. Sincerely, Ms. Pamela S. Gotchin. End of this incredible book, which is out of print, but OLD copies may be found. They told of many spaceships that had crashed in the distant past and now buried under layers of sand, and that they maybe would be found someday. Main Bar Stevens Books.